Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 300. Yes, I feel officially old. I feel like we've been doing this for 10 years to reach 300 episodes. This is a milestone for us, third milestone, actually. We're really happy we've come this far. We couldn't have done it without you guys. Our listeners are growing every day, and just really happy to hit this number and keep trucking. I mean, we're going strong, so we have no signs of slowing down. Thanks, everybody who has been listening. Let's talk about what the show is about, and then I'll introduce the co-hosts. This is an Android app discovery show. We bring Android apps that we found through the Play Store, from other people, from you guys writing in. We talk about them on the show, and then maybe you guys install them on your devices, and you like them, and they help you in life, and it's all good. It just helps make your Android experience that much better. Let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get into some cool things we got going on. We're doing some giveaways at the beginning of the show here, and then we're going to talk about some apps later. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's going on, Door?
Hey, Steve. Another episode down. You know, I'll do another 300. You know, it's just the way it is.
Nice, man. You're just taking it in stride, right?
Yeah, I mean, not trying to sound dumb, but I just like doing shows. I just like podcasting. Obviously, you really enjoy podcasting. You and me, I think, are the only... We've been on all 300. We are the people who've been on the show the longest. And I say, you and me, I think, have both podcasted, if we count the total number.
Wow, a lot.
Mm. I know. We've both done over 1,000 shows, you think, right?
I actually, at my last conference talk, I actually said it's weird, okay? We've done over 1,000 shows on the network, which means obviously you've done more than 1,000. But it's one of those weird marketing stats I figured out how to say, where if you take all the number of the shows times the total length of the show, total number of downloads for the show, our shows have been listened to for more than, I think it was 3,000 years.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that number.
It was something crazy. Wow. Like that. Something crazy.
That's
like that.
Amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
But of course, if you would take anything else, you know, and put it up against it, it would literally be like 3 million years. But it still sounded good.
Minutes. We got to figure out something that has the word million in it. Like, our show has been listened to like 3 million minutes or something. Because anything with million makes it sound big.
Yeah, true.
Or billion. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's going on, Eric?
Happy 300, Steve.
Happy 300 to you, sir. Do you feel old as well?
I do. Some days I feel old. Some days I just feel... I honestly don't feel nearly as fat or as old as I am. Most days.
Good, dude. That's really awesome, actually. But happy 300. Also joining us, special guest who, since episode 200, he's been talking about this moment. Cody Cooper is joining us for our 300th episode. What's going on, Cody?
Yes, this is Sparta. I've been waiting for this episode forever. I'm here shirtless at the Cooper Shack, wearing my red cape. I got my spear, my shield. I'm ready to go.
Do you have your six pack primed? And
oh yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Ready to go. All right. Cool, dude. Well, we made it 300, and thanks for your support throughout this whole time, Cody.
We're happy to have man. You on. No one can dispute this. I am the original Android app addict. And I love this show, and first of all, gentlemen, I'm going to clap for you. Congratulations on making it this far. I honestly do. I'm getting flooded with emotions right now. So many moments are coming into my head. I'm serious. This is a big deal. As much as Dor just wants to play it down, it's just another Thursday. Pull the stick out, man. This is important.
It's not. It's not a Thursday.
Yeah, it's literally not Thursday. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, when we do enough of these, you just kind of take it as just another one. But like I'm feeling it.
You have so many kids.
What?
It's like kids too. You have so many kids. It's like, it's just another one.
But if Cody starts crying, I think I might cry too.
Well, but to be honest, though, as a politician, he doesn't see them as children. They're just more taxpayers.
Yeah, human resources.
There you go.
Now, we announced on our Monday show, we're doing a pretty big giveaway today. We are giving away an LG G Watch to a lucky winner from the AAA Club. To enter any of our contests, all you got to do is go to podnuts.com/AAA Club, and that's how you enter. You are entered for life if you do that. You don't have to enter. You don't have to join the club every time. Just once. That's all you got to do. Anyway, we picked a random winner. I did just now, actually. Justin Holston has won the LG G Watch. Justin, send an email to AAA@podnuts.com with your address, and I'll send this baby out to you. Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Now, Cody also has a special giveaway he wants to do as well. So what do you got, Cody?
Steve, to commemorate this milestone, Dor was talking about the awesome game stick. I have one I'm going to give away to the listeners, but there's a catch. Unlike other giveaways, this isn't exclusive to the AAA Club members. I would still urge all of you to go to, is it, can you please name the URL one more time, Steve?
Podnuts.com/AAA Club.
Please go there and subscribe. Not only do you get a bunch of great content, but you also get a updated list of all the apps that were mentioned on every single episode of the show. So you get some benefits from that. But what I would like to hear is your number one top favorite Android App Addicts moment. Email them directly to me, to cody@podnuts.com. That's cody@podnuts.com. I'll give you 2 weeks from the air date of this show. Do you happen to know when this show will be posted, Steve?
Yeah, this show will be posted Wednesday the 31st of December.
So let's say January 15th. Is that fair enough?
Sure.
Okay, so email me to cody@podnuts.com by January 15th. In the header of the email, the subject of the email must say AAA 300 to qualify. Okay. Just give me your thoughts. I mean, I don't want it to ramble on for pages and paragraphs, but maybe like the one moment that stands out to you in time, whether it was a joke, an anecdote, a certain episode, a certain app review, a certain game review, something that was said by a host, what we think about the show overall. I will read all of those personally, and I will pick one that touched me the most or maybe made me remember of a time that I listened to the show, and we'll get your... please also include in that your physical address. I will not mail you other things other than the game stick, I promise you, okay?
Social security number.
Yeah. A photo of your thumbprint, a DNA sample to be received at a later date. Only hair, please. But yeah, send me your physical address also in the email. I will pick one, not at random, but I will read all of them. I will pick one, and we will announce it on a future show if I'm on the episode, or I'll just let Steve know. They can do it, and I will mail you the game stick, and you can have fun. Along with everything that Dor's experienced, along with other members of the community.
That's very cool of you, man. Very generous. Thanks,
yeah.
Cody.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I'll just throw in here my favorite AAA moment.
Oh, still. Dude, you beat me to it. Oh,
I don't care.
I know what you're going to say, and I was going to say it right after he was done. Are you a boxer? Because you just beat me to the punch.
No. I have to say this because it is true. My favorite AAA moment is Ellis Owens calling Jose Quesada Jose Cuervo.
Dor, yeah. Exactly what I was thinking. Exactly.
Oh, same, man. Same moment, even.
Yeah. Same moment.
That was fantastic. That's amazing. That was literally fantastic.
Okay, we might as well do a quick roundtable then.
Yeah, well, my favorite moment.
But my favorite moment would have been, I can remember where I was at when I was April Fooled by this show before I was a co-host, when they decided that they were going to switch. And I think I had recently switched from BlackBerry to Android, and they said that they were going to switch from Android to iPhone because there's... and Jose was so upset about it, and I was with him right there, man. I about pulled over and... Oh man, it was you guys, they got me.
Doesn't that just seem like it was yesterday too?
I know.
We got a lot of people with that. We must have did something very believable.
I think it was his plea because he was saying Words with Friends sucks on iPhones too or something like that.
Yeah,
that's great. Gosh, aside from the Jose Cuervo moment, we've had some really good moments. Ah, gosh, I can't think of it because I was going to pick the Jose Cuervo moment, but Ellis had another good one too. I can't remember what it was. It's usually the Ellis shows that that got us cracking up the most. But I'll think about it. Maybe I'll remember by the end of the show. Well, speaking of how much we love you guys and your support, let's do a couple emails right now. And if we have time, we'll do some more apps during the show because we don't have a ton of emails. But I'm going to read
throw
some of the
stuff. Can I throw in my favorite moment?
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Oh, jeez. All right. Okay.
Go for it.
Man, there are a few. Real quick, one of my favorite moments, unfortunately, you can never listen to again because the episode had to be pulled from the back catalog due to certain content on it. But it was episode 52 or 56. It was the Benchmark Wars. There was a certain song that was accompanied behind me, making me destroy Timster in a Benchmark duel with whatever garbage Motorola phone he was running at the time in my HTC Evo 3D, which I still have.
We didn't pull that down. That's still up.
Are you sure?
I think it might not be on YouTube. It probably got pulled off YouTube.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, go search the original Benchmark Wars. If you want to hear, you will literally hear Steve Cherubino laugh harder than I've ever heard him laugh before, and then he will say, "This is the best show ever." And it still stands.
Wow, I got to go still listen stands. To that.
And then there was a show, it was between 2 and 300, but there was an email or voicemail I sent in, but Dor got to talking about salsa. I think it was something to do with me, but Dor mentioned something about salsa, and then Eric chimed in, and then Steve, and then they were trying to say, what is it, like guacamole, or is it this? And Dor got so worked up. He's like, no, it's just the green salsa. And I played that clip. It was like 15, 20 seconds, just over and over again. Because he was dead set on explaining it. The two of you were just like, is it like this? Does it have corn in it? Is there avocado? Is it red? He's like, it's just the green salsa. That to me is just one of the best moments. And also, I gotta say that
you're taking him off the table for the contest.
I'm sorry. I just got one more, and this is unique to me too.
That's fine. Go ahead.
This is unique to me. It's not necessarily, but I also think of moments in my life that I had when I was listening to the show. I can remember where I was, like the episodes of Linux, the rest of us before I was hosting that show, where I was when like my first son was born. So this show has been and that show as well. Has been with me through some rough times, and it was always cool. The one thing that this show has done throughout the years with all the hosts and all the stuff, all the apps, all the games, is that it brought such a great level of intimacy. I'm sure all the listeners feel like they're literally sitting here with us experiencing this, and they look forward to it every week because they know that they have a group of guys that are going to shoot it straight and have a good time. And that's really the power of this show, is that it's just fun and it's warm and people want to keep coming back. So by all means, keep it going and keep doing it that way, because that's what's making this really successful. And that's what I want to hear as an Android app addict.
Damn, man. That's really awesome, Cody. Thanks for saying all that stuff.
You're welcome. I just have seven more. Oh, no. I one more. One more. I'm sorry. I just forgot about it. Now that I was laughing, one of my favorite moments was when I was on like episode 201 or 203, when I was uncontrollably laughing at the end of the episode. Remember that?
Yeah.
I just kept going. We'll come up with a way where I can explain what that was. I can't say it on air. Do you remember what it was, Steve?
I remember you laughing.
Something to do with Winnebago Man, remember?
I remember it involved cussing.
Yeah. Something about Slate.
Okay, I'm stopping.
That's it, I'm done.
That's right. I wasn't there that night, so all the listeners who are still totally confused, I'm right with you guys.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing the end of the show and he was laughing a lot. But
yeah,
as far as I got.
I like putting little Easter eggs in every once in a while when we say something at the end of the show.
I had to hire a detective because I lost my mind laughing.
So cheesy. I do have to say, myself personally, I listen to the show every once in a while to just when I like need to just like hear have some noise and just like hear something pleasant or positive, the show actually cheers me up. Just mm-hmm. listening to you, like what we do and you guys, and I've used it to kind of get me through some rough times too. So,
well, good.
The show is really good stuff. All right. Dean writes an email to us, and all I have is Dor's response. Why do I not have Dean's email?
The AAAAA app suggestion was the subject.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give it a shot. From Dean, dear AAA crew, here's a game I'd like to share with you. I don't know if the game has been brought up on the show. I've been playing it for a while. It's called Sector Strike by Clapfoot. It's a side-scrolling space shooter similar to the classic R-Type. You are able to upgrade your four main weapons with coins you collect. You go through four different sections of waves of enemy spaceships coming at you. The app is freemium app, so it has in-app purchases. I'm guessing for coins. Here is the link to the app store. Bang, bang. By the way, Dor and Steve, a signed spooger would be awesome, but listening to your show brings much enjoyment.
I think, Dor, I've never heard it called a spooger until you said that a couple episodes ago when you were talking about it. It reads spooger, but I think it's a spudger, isn't it?
I don't know. Liam Tidwell is my source for all hardware hacking information, and I believe I've heard him call it a spooger.
I've heard spooger. I'm 99.9, as Dor would say, sure that that's the correct pronunciation. Even though it's spelled S-P-U-G-E-R. Spooger.
Isn't it D-G-E-R?
Yeah, I think it's got a D.
The I is in the whole...
I used to talk to Liam every day on Skype for most of the day, and I think we called him Spudgers, but I don't know. We'll have to contact him and get back to
Let's straw it. Want to do a straw poll?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
How do you write that into a straw poll, though? Can we have audio straw poll?
You got to phonetically spell both of them. Good luck with that.
Yeah, we can phonetically spell stuff.
Yeah.
I know it's not that hard. I just saying that for effect. Jeez. I know you guys are capable of phonetically spelling words.
I don't know. I'm not capable of too many.
Well, not Dor. He can't non-phonetically say or spell anything.
I've got a silent U in my last name. I've been doing it for years. We can do that.
Oh man. Here we go.
We'll do a straw and we'll put it on the I don't know, where should we post it? In the AA club? Post in the AA club.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Anything we wanted to say about that email, Dor?
I don't believe I've ever heard of that game. I will say that. I don't believe I have. My Firefox is having difficulty.
Yeah, mine with some really messing up too.
With some DNS, I'm going to guess.
What was the title again, Steve?
Sector Strike.
Yeah, Sector Strike. There you go. My Chrome is working just fine. I believe, looking at the icon, this has been brought up as an app before.
Ah.
Just looking at the icon.
Good memory.
No, not really. Just lucky, I think. Yes, it is. It was brought up a while back, number 115. That's a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thanks for the email. It was from Dean, right?
Yes, sir.
Very cool. I don't think we're going to be sending out signed spoogers, though. We got other stuff to send out. Michael writes, I have a feeling, I'll state my opinion about this after his email. He says, hey, Steve, in response to Dor's call out to listeners who want an AAA radio station, I am voicing my support again for this endeavor. Maybe something like what NPR is doing with Car Talk, as in airing the best of Car Talk past episodes. Maybe you can set up a steady stream of past shows, either in random order or chronologically. From Michael, Samsung Galaxy Note 3, battery at 80%, sent from the Android App Addicts Companion app. What I'd like to say is, I think if we don't do this radio station, I'm afraid, actually, of what Michael might do. So, Michael has been such a proponent of wanting this after I mentioned it, that I feel like I have to do it now, even though I lost a little bit of interest in it. I think it's a good idea, and there is some platforms I want to use, but I haven't gotten around to doing it. But
well, Steve,
if Michael keeps bugging us, I think we will do it.
I'll tell you what, I was actually thinking about that today and thinking of a way we could do it successfully. So why don't we talk off air and I can help you with it. So I'll fill in the gaps where you either don't have time or don't care anymore and we'll get it done.
All right, Mike, we hear that? We're on it.
Only for Michael.
I'm telling you. If this does get done, we have Michael to thank and Cody.
I have a temporary office held for me at the AAA Club, and this is my first action for you, Michael. So, Michael, I'm making this happen. Just remember to sign up for the AAA Club, Michael, if you haven't already.
Very cool. I'm sure he's in there.
Okay.
Maybe not.
He should be.
Dora wrote this one. He says, maybe this is a Steve C. app, and I checked it out. I don't think we brought it before, but it seems really cool. It's called Pause Curated Music Stories from Shuffler.fm. And it's just basically like periodical and music articles that are curated and just put into an app. So if you like reading about music stuff, like the 50 best R&B albums of the 90s and different stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, man. I can't even count my favorite 90s R&B albums on all my fingers and toes.
I'll just say...
So many.
I just thought this was interesting because I thought of this when I glanced at this like a modern-day Rolling Stone magazine in digital form. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool, man. So thanks for suggesting that.
No problem.
It's called Pause, Curated Music Stories.
Cool, man. There it is. Okay, I found it.
All right. Angelo writes, I can just hear Steve C. reading this. And what is he talking about?
I can literally hear Steve C. reading this.
This is... this is a... this is The Night Before Christmas, written for Android. I can't read it. It's way too long.
Really?
But
how did I not get that email?
I don't know. I'll forward it to you. But you can read this at Android Central. It's called A Visit from Android Santa.
Oh, wow.
It's the whole story. Yeah, it's the whole story, but made Androidified. It's the whole Night Before Christmas. Pretty cool. Thank you, Angelo. He is the secretary of the Lions Club of Nag's Head. Angelo is.
Oh,
that was in his signature. Yeah. Michael writes... Hey guys, just an idea for your show. Similar to your game show, I would like to suggest a productivity show featuring apps focus on productivity, organization, information management, etc. I would even volunteer as guest host, even though I have zero experience with podcasting for these shows. Or even a show focused on Evernote. Evernote is the tasker of info management. If not a show focused on Evernote, maybe a weekly or monthly Evernote tip. Just my thoughts, Michael. Do any of us use Evernote?
I do. I use Evernote and Evernote Food every day.
I mildly despise Evernote.
Of course you do, because it's useful.
No, because they do not have a native Android client. You have to use third-party tools to try to access it. And I'm a weenie.
There's no Evernote app for Android?
I'm sorry. Linux.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. But you have an Android device, right?
Couple.
Well, there you go. Just use that then.
For what?
Evernote.
I don't need
sucker.
It.
Sucker.
I feel like I don't need it either, but I don't know if that's because I haven't really used it.
Well, a lot of people didn't need automobiles until they realized their horses sucked.
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know if I need it.
Who wrote the email again? Was it Michael?
Is that Michael. Right? Michael Sanders.
Yeah, Michael. I think that a revisit of Evernote and updates that because it's an ever evolving company. They really do diversify and do quite a bit of stuff. They're constantly making their product better. I do feel that that would be a good thing to revisit monthly for a show. However, a productivity show every week. Here's the thing.
That would reduce my amount of productivity.
In my opinion, you see a lot of those productivity apps come out, but a lot of them, they either fall into one of two categories. Either they're really trying to reinvent you with the wheel and make it seem like this is our revolutionary way that you just need to stop whatever the hell you're doing and do this instead. Or it's something that's not quite as good as your basic productivity tools. Like when I'm thinking of productivity, todo.txt, that's it. That, there's a couple of good get things done lists. Other than that, you don't need something convoluted. It needs to be simple in order for you to remain consistent and to get it done.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll tell you, the one thing that Evernote does that I do think is really cool, and I could see somebody needing it frequently, but not me, is the ability to take a picture and have the text in the picture OCR'd.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's OCR's really cool. Me no take no picture of nothing I need OCR'd, so I don't, you know, wouldn't use it.
But yeah, what
cam scanner.
What if you printed out an email and then had it faxed to yourself of something really, really long that you didn't want to read, and then you OCR'd it and put it through an application that did the text recognition to speech, and you could listen to it?
I probably wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah, you would, because you went through all those steps, because I suggested it. You're welcome.
I think I need Evernote. I just haven't been able to warm up to it enough and spend the time to learn it. Every time I get down to, okay, I'm going to learn this, I'm going to do this, everything else in the world happens, and I need to get it done now, and I don't have time to write it down about doing it later. I just need to do it now.
With any good piece of software, since the beginning of time, you can have a million different options, but if you know how to just do what you need to do and only use three or four of those, then it's still a worthwhile tool. Don't feel like you need to know it from A to Z, backwards and forwards, in order to dip your toe in and use it at all. Just try a couple of the features. You realize, oh, wow, okay. And then every once in a while, you'll be like, oh, and it can do this too. And you start folding that into your skill set. So think of it as, it's a tool belt, okay? You're using the hammer and the screwdriver all the time. Then all of a sudden, oh, hey, here's a socket wrench. Oh, hey, here's some zip ties. You know what I'm saying?
Zip ties. Yeah, well, I think I need to have it in my face more, because I think about it later, like, you know, every now and then I'll walk across it when I'm looking through my app drawer. I just don't, I don't have it. It's not part of my life, I guess. I don't know.
Have it auto boot on startup of your phone.
And your tool belt analogy, I don't wear a tool belt. I just pick up a hammer when I need it, and I pick up the screwdriver when I need it and put it back down. So it's like I'm not wearing the tool belt. So I don't keep that app. Like, it's like Eric, it's not in my face enough. So I'll take another look at it, because yeah, Michael said so.
But and in order to have Michael the hammer
do something, we gotta do
and it. The screwdriver with you anytime you need it, you still need to carry it in something. So quit carrying that burden. And just keep the Evernote on your desktop.
Walking out to the shed is my peaceful my time, okay?
All right, okay.
All right. Emily writes, this was to Dor regarding, I could kiss you. Steve, I love the Centralo app. Easy, simple, and better than Google Keep and Evernote. That seems ever confusing. However, I hear it's made by Microsoft, so there's your answer. Is Evernote made by Microsoft?
No.
That's what Emily said.
I couldn't see the Centralo was either, but
it's good, right? And it's popular. How could it be made by Microsoft?
She says, you're awesome, Emily.
Poor Emily. Emily's... I hope that they're not made by Microsoft. I couldn't see evidence of that right off the bat, but if they are... Don't get to liking it too much, because they're gonna, as soon as it gets good, they're just gonna drop it.
Well,
and
I thought they were gonna do that with Skype. Skype's been going strong. You got to give them some credit with that.
It's been stale. It's been really stale.
I just uninstalled Skype earlier so my computer would boot.
It's been going strong. It's been going hard, hot, and heavy with all that data mining that's happening.
Yeah, Skype isn't going anywhere. It's being very stale and stagnant. We've been promised a podcasting app by Skype now for over a year, and we got nothing.
Any day now.
And I'll say, I had no idea Straw was made by Microsoft. So Centralo might be made by Microsoft employees or a Microsoft team, but they register it from being made by Centralo. So I don't know.
I wouldn't say that Straw is made by Microsoft.
No.
At all. No.
It's made by people who work for Microsoft, so you know.
Yeah, but they're not doing it in a Microsoftian capacity
that we know of.
All right. Dan writes, Dor, Steve, and Eric. In episode 297, you were discussing the book How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I think it was Dor who said he was the guy a lot of people hated. I have to admit for a moment, I thought, yeah, how could he have written that book? So I looked him up. It turns out that he isn't the Carnegie you were thinking of. It's Andrew Carnegie, who is the villainized industrialist of the 19th and 20th century. I sometimes wonder if he was all that bad of a person, considering that by the time of his death, he had given away almost 90% of his fortune to charities and foundations. Anyway, I thought you'd want to know. Sincerely, Dan Gardner. That's good to know. I had no idea those were two different people.
I didn't either. I just watched, there was a television special the other day about a place about 30 miles from here, a Carnegie Museum that was like one of the first big buildings built in this town, and it's still holding up. It's over 100 years old, and it's great shape. He built a lot of libraries with his money before he died, and they're all of this huge, very high-quality construction and good architecture, beautiful buildings, you know. Wow. Where he really left his mark to stick around for a while.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I'll say, I watched a show, quote-unquote, so I don't know how truthful it is. The original Carnegie from Carnegie Mellon was an industrial businessman who hired some pretty strong-armed people to basically manhandle his labor, get them to do what they want to do. But it was almost common to be done back then, so he was just doing what other normal businesses were doing. But he literally became stinking unbelievably rich. And then when he was getting ready to die, he went ballistic, donating buildings in almost every major city in the United States. Sometimes it was a church, sometimes it's a library, sometimes it was a health. It was all kinds of different buildings. So I think at the end, he turned it out being the man he intended to be all along.
But I know that's a happy ending.
Yeah, but I know when he was living, he was hated.
Gotcha.
So it's good that it wasn't him, I guess.
Yeah, it's good to know. Thanks for sending us that email. All right, well, look, that is all the emails I have to read today. Thank you guys for sending them in. If you want to send us more emails, send them to aa@podnuts.com. Again, this is our 300th episode. Thank you guys for hanging with us. Some of you have been with us from the beginning. We're going to keep putting these shows out, so I hope you keep listening. Let's see if the guys have anything to say before we end off this show, starting with Dor.
Hey, Steve, I want to thank you for everything that you do. I want to thank Cody for coming on episode 300, and I want to thank everyone for downloading, subscribing, sending emails, doing everything they can to support the network.
Definitely. Eric?
Thanks for sticking with us for 300. It's a blast. I know we have a good time doing it. I like the giveaways, and I like having the app developers on. If you don't like those things, let us know.
Yeah, we would like to know your thoughts. Let us know what you think. And we're going to be giving something away next episode from Eric, so you don't want to miss that. But thanks, Eric. And Cody.
I just want to, one more time, congratulations, guys. I'm getting to 300. It is a milestone. You deserve recognition. If you think about podcasts in general, you think shows that start out, man, I just want to make it to 50, and they reach it to 100. It's like this insurmountable, goal they finally reached, and you're three times that now. This show's been going strong for at least 4, if not 5 years now, Steve.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so think about it that too. I mean, obviously the last 100 episodes have been happening at a rapid pace because of the format change, which I must say I'm a fan of. And even though it was a big shift in the beginning, it's honed down to now to enough to where we can look forward to kind of a stable format every week, not necessarily per show, but we know we can get chunk here and chunk there. So I can't wait to see what the next 100 episodes bring. And if they'll have me, I'll be back for 400.
We'll definitely have you. We're all going to be old and gray, but you are definitely invited if you could get your walker going and walk in.
I'll wear that and my life alert bracelet just in case I fall on the way to the podcasting table.
And can't get up?
Yeah.
Very cool. And I just want to thank my fellow co-hosts, Dor and Eric. You guys are solid as a rock. I always know you're going to be there, and you can't ask for more than that when you're trying to get something done. So thank you guys for just being so freaking rock solid. Mucho apreciado. And Cody for helping us along as well.
Oh, thanks.
That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.